BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It's that time of year again. We call Dylan Carroll at the University of Illinois and they love it. Can I win the week on bangers? And we have an almost walkout situation on our hands with Judge Rinder. He played innuendo bingo and was not happy.
So what I've noticed about you, cracking Christmas tan.
Yeah. Since when have you noticed it?
Just now, literally.
Today.
This second, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I sprayed before I left.
Do you? But do you not think it looks a bit odd just because you're... No, I think it looks great.
Is it too much?
No, I'm just saying there's no real reason why you would have a tan at this time of year.
Yeah, but everyone looks better with a tan. Everything looks better with a tan.
I know, but do you not think people look at you and go, well, that's definitely not real? Does that not matter?
I don't care.
No.
It makes you look better. Everyone looks better with a tan.
I agree with that.
Anyway, so today we've got Judge Rinder playing innuendo bingo. Words I never thought that I would say, I've got to be honest. You should have seen the text messages that I've been sending him this week.
I was going to say, you've arranged this with him by text. I've got the impression that no PR people or anything like that have been involved and that you've persuaded him to come in and play this.
I don't know whether he's ever seen the game. I doubt he's a viewer or a listener. But I think... Well, no, he said he's going to do it. But the texts are like, I wouldn't normally do this. I'm doing it for you. This is purely a favour for you, Scott. So I don't know what's going to happen. I don't think he's going to be keen.
I don't think it should be called a favour, though, because then that suggests that you're going to have to do a favour back at some point. Now, I don't think playing innuendo bingo is a favour.
I know, but you know what he's like.
Yeah.
It's really not for him, is it, this kind of thing?
No, maybe.
What do you mean I have to get wet? So, 1:45 today, Judge Rinder on innuendo bingo. Good luck, everybody, with that. Bangers coming up at 2:40 this afternoon as well.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we at? Is it 2-1?
It is 2-1 to you. Yeah, I'm going for the draw today.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Kerry in Portsmouth is saying, are you doing the Christmas Day breakfast show this year? Do you know what? We're not this year. That honour goes to Dev. But I can tell you that we're doing the Radio 1 Breakfast Show in the week leading up to Christmas from the 19th. That's happening.
Yeah, I get very confused in the Christmas times around then.
Every day
what
is the
day
same.
Christmas falls on?
Christmas is a Sunday.
Oh.
Christmas Day, Sunday. That's really confusing.
So week before we do the Radio 1 Breakfast Show,
Monday the 19th, yep, in for Grimmy. And then we're on in that weird bit between Christmas and New Year as well. But Christmas Eve, which is Saturday, Chris.
Yeah, we're really on.
We are on. For 6 hours, and we've got a massive bangers show for you. You know, like we normally do in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But for 6 hours. So, like, if you're driving somewhere on Christmas Eve, put us on. If you're already at the family's, put us on, because we're just going to have so many amazing tunes.
And it's tunes that we would have used in bangers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tunes ahoy.
Yeah, and there's some Christmas ones in there. There's, like, a different theme each time, every hour.
Yeah.
And we've got some celebs as well going to choose the bangers for us.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
We're on between 1 and 7 on Christmas Eve.
Yes!
It's going to be awesome.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
And the male grooming seems to have been on in the last 24 hours since we last spoke to you. I've gone several shades darker. And Chris, you've got a new haircut.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, nothing much to report here. Just a haircut.
I know, obviously, you can't see this because it's radio, but I can't believe.
Looks fresh.
It looks good. But that's the first time you've ever been with a girl.
It is, actually, yes. Thank you for bringing this up. So, yeah, it was a new experience because, you know, I've had the same barber pretty much all my life.
Well, yeah, then you cheated on him.
And then cheated on him. And you introduced me to someone because you said I should be going to somewhere, but like one of your type places around here.
Christoph.
So
now he's gone AWOL.
He's gone AWOL.
We don't know where he is.
Gone. So I'm out on my own, booked into the hairdressers yesterday for a last minute appointment. They said a lovely lady called Hannah was available.
Right.
So I went for that appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And. Yes, but do you know what? I thought the small talk might be different. I wasn't sure how it would... It was my first time, you know?
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
Any different, the small talk,
no,
the chat?
No, not really. No. No.
Because I know you were worried
more blokey.
Right. I knew you were worried about it, weren't you? So is Hannah going to become a regular now?
Maybe,
or
yeah.
Do you want me to stop asking?
Yeah,
or?
It's all got okay. Awkward.
Where is Christoph, by the way? Just disappeared.
Where's
one day.
Christoph?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Chris, you'll never guess what.
What?
There are already people driving home for Christmas. There is. Hello, Alistair.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
I'm good. Who are you with?
I'm with Harriet. We're in the car. We're going back now from Exeter.
Exeter where? University?
All the way to Surrey. Exeter University, yeah.
Okay.
But long old trip.
That's long.
It's going to be a long journey. It's like another 3 hours yet.
Oh, I like it that people are already driving home for Christmas.
It's nice.
So that's you. That's you done now, is it?
Completely done until January.
Yes.
And did you have a party last night? How did you sort of see off uni for Christmas?
We've been finishing off some drinks.
Yes.
It's been nice. It's been nice.
So you and Harry in the car, hitting Surrey probably what, towards the end of this show this afternoon?
Yeah, we got you on all day today.
Yes. Hey, listen, we've got Judge Rinder coming up on Innuendo Bingo.
How on earth did he do that? How did you convince him?
I had to send him a lot of texts and going, please, 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 but he's going to be on in a minute.
He's done very well.
I know.
Looking forward to it.
It's not the kind of thing that he would enjoy necessarily. I don't know whether he's going to love it or what, but...
Yeah. I don't know. Fascinates me.
It's happening next. Oh, I love you, bye! The Scott Mills Daily. Here he is. It's Judge Rinder. Hello.
Hello, Scott. Hello,
you okay? Scott. What's wrong?
Oh, why?
Well,
so
I feel
quiet?
Like I've been conscripted to come here. No, right. I feel like I'm here under generous duress.
This is the most miserable I've heard you. Every week we spoke to you on the phone during Strictly, and you were like all buoyant and upbeat, and now you're here ready
well,
to
Well, you know, now I've
bingo.
Been slung out, and Christopher's going to spit at me.
Yeah, yes. But you
I mean, I realise the fame switches off after the glitter ball goes. I don't realise I'd end up in this sinker state.
You'll be here, then panto before you know it.
Oh, no, I won't.
How are you feeling now that the Strictly thing is done?
Well, it's a little bit flattening, you know. You sort of get up in the morning and go to work, and then there'd be Oksana at the end of it with her limited emotional range shouting at you, and now I don't know what to do. I'm sort of going to have to find someone else to be gratuitously cruel to me.
We just got to keep dancing. That's what they say, isn't it?
Yeah. That's why I'm here, actually, I think. I can't dance with Oksana, so I'll shout to Chris.
Yeah. Mm.
And what is this called again?
Innuendo Bingo.
All right.
Okay, right, well, we'll get it over with, shall we?
I mean, of course I prepared. I did all my homework. I watched it last night. I really mean this.
I can tell.
Well, how is it funny?
Oh, you don't find it funny?
No.
Well, this is going to be a first. Problem. Also, I'm led to believe that you were looking at the legalities of this game.
Oh, yeah, did they tell you?
What?
Yes. Well, because I thought, I was quite surprised that before the watershed, you were able to read out The Owl and the Pussycat.
It's all in your mind. It's all innuendo. It's not actually rude.
Oh. No, I thought that was very rude.
That's just a nursery rhyme, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right. What are the legalities?
Well, as long as you don't repeat it, apparently, that's what the relevant section says, it's fine.
Yeah.
So I can refer to The Owl and the Pussycat, the famous poem. The Owl and the Pussycat went to sea, that sort of thing, and then it's fine. Or references to Mrs. Slocum. Do you remember her?
Oh, come on.
That's fine, but actually saying it not fine. Okay.
No, you can't. You can't
Got
say
you.
It.
Okay. Well, let's hope that one's not in there today. Would you like to just get this over with? What are you doing after this?
Oh, this is exciting. After this, I'm going on holiday. I didn't book the holiday before we went out of Strictly, just in case people think I did. But
I did think
that there was a good chance of it. Let's face it, the others were better dancers.
We thought you were great, by the way.
Oh,
we
thank
really
you. You were
did.
So supportive. You were just sort of genuinely kind. You know, that actually surprisingly mattered to me. I didn't think other opinions would, but they really did. And you said that you do feel a bit flat at the end of it, to be honest. So I'm going on holiday, and I'm going skiing with Greg Rutherford.
Of course.
Isn't
you are
exciting?
Strictly Friends,
my new Strictly friend.
I love
it's not
this.
Just us. I don't think there's not going to be rumours about a Strictly curse.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
No, but that's normally with the dancers, isn't it? Well, it's like a contestant and dancer.
Well, this could be
a
first.
Contestants.
Two contestants.
Maybe this is the future.
Yeah, we'll.
I genuinely think you could have won the show, by the way.
Why?
I think you had a very, very, very tough year.
You were saving money to bribe people.
No, but I think it is the toughest. I do.
They are brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not, you know, I watched it. You know, you still go to the rehearsal and you watch it and you think, I'd pay to watch that.
Mm. Yeah.
And when Danny Mac dances, some of the professionals would say, I couldn't do that. And he's really good. Yeah, he's brilliant. You know, Louise, I mean, they're all brilliant. You know, they all of them look like professional dancers.
I think you could have won it.
In any other year you could have won it.
Yeah. Oh, that's really good. Yeah, I just showed up at the wrong year. Who won it in your year?
Caroline Flack.
Oh, I would have beaten her.
You would.
Who's Caroline Flack?
Right, exactly. Right, so let's get to Innuendo Bingo after this with Judge Rinder. I won't keep you long.
Well, I might not stay long. It depends. Well, I mean, I've seen it, but I'm all right, go on. The Scott Mills
Daily. It's time.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Judge Rinder's here to play innuendo bingo. He's really not keen.
Hello.
Hello, you okay?
Yeah, but the thing is, Scott, you know, and Christopher, you've been so sort of kind to me. I thought, well, perhaps there'd be something I could do for you after all of your support through Strictly. And I rather thought you might have a fun run in mind.
Yeah.
Fun run?
We will only do this once, if that's okay. I won't ask you to do it again. And I do...
Oh, cheer up.
I do appreciate it.
No, let's
What's funny
this.
About it?
It's just a laugh. Right, you hear some funny clips or spit water over each other. Let's have a great time. Come on, no need for this to be a downer.
All right.
Jeez.
would it be spit water on each other? That's a funny game. What other funny games do you get up to?
Let's get wet. Let's just get wet.
Okay.
Here we go.
Judge Rinder's playing innuendo bingo. What an honour.
All right.
Water, please, in the mouths.
Okay, just explain this for a second again.
Okay.
Because I don't watch it.
Yeah, you are going to struggle with this one because it involves not talking for a bit. So water in the
mouth. You can hardly speak.
Water in the mouth.
Except what you've spoken about this morning are white goods and the infernal boredom of your haircut.
No, fill your mouth with water, okay?
Well, I mean, when hang on, I'm not allowed, so I absolutely can't swallow.
When you hear
it's spitting
funny,
only.
Yes. When you hear something funny,
right.
The water will spray out your mouth because you find it funny. Can't keep.
And what if I accidentally swallow?
Well, he sprays, you don't. Oh, if you swallow, it's fine.
Yeah.
All right.
Here we go. Water, please. And our first clip, we're going over to Come Dine With Me on Channel 4. Got your waters there?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this contestant has not tried this particular dish in a very long time.
I swallowed. I'm sorry, I swallowed.
Okay,
I swallowed.
More water.
Sorry. That can happen from time to time when you're surprised.
Sure. This contestant has not tried this dish in a long time. Judge Rinder, I can't imagine you've ever tried this dish. Let's find out.
Dessert was the highlight of the night. It was absolutely fantastic. She did a brilliant job on dessert.
It's been a while since I've had a creamy beaver.
Okay, good.
No, it's been a while since I've had a creamy beaver.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Oh no,
you soaked him, Chris. He's talking there about.
I'm sort of fun. That's genuinely. I thought that's genuinely mad.
Yeah. That's the game.
That's the game. You're in now.
He's of course talking about the dessert beaver tails, a fried donut there from Canada. Next, we're going
to. Wait. I'm supposed to gratuitously spit at you. I have to find it funny.
Find it funny, and then you'll spit the water out.
Or if you don't find it funny, just go for it anyway. Now we're going to Strictly Come Dancing on BBC One. Now, your dance partner, Oksana, was quite strict, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, I bet you wish sometimes you would have been paired with Gorka instead, because this sounds amazing.
One, two, three, four, walk outside, six, seven, eight.
The thing with Gorka is he goes in deep and there is no introduction.
Go on. You know you want to. No.
He's all right.
You all right?
He's all right.
And
that did make me chuckle.
Okay, that's good. Maybe just tell your mouth that next time and the water will come out.
But I don't want to spit at you. It's vulgar.
No, you do.
No, it's okay.
That's the game.
Let it go.
But I want to be... That's. I mean, genuinely, this is really... It's really
vulgar.
Unpleasant.
Yeah, it's very unpleasant. Yeah.
Next, a highbrow clip for you.
Oh, right.
Judge,
right.
From okay. Front Row on BBC Radio 4.
How many
Radio
are
4?
There? How long do I have to stay here for?
Not long.
A while.
All right.
This is from a discussion about the famous painter Vincent van Gogh and his very close acquaintance, Gauguin. It does sound that they got on particularly well.
Vincent thought that if he painted sunflowers for Gauguin's bedroom, it would help encourage Gauguin to come.
Go on, just do it. You're too polite.
No, he's keeping it in.
Okay, that was very funny.
Okay. Oh, good.
I'm glad you liked it. That was very, very...
Judge, is that a phone in your pocket? I'm worried.
No, I'm just pleased to see you, Christopher.
Okay. More water, please.
This is like Gauguin and Van Gogh.
Same.
Yeah.
Water, please. Oh, hang on, there's more.
Anyway, it must have worked because Gauguin came. It would help encourage Gauguin to come.
Yeah. Okay, now, a little bird... tells me you do have a favourite clip, so let's see how we work this out. Water, please, in the mouth. Over to BBC Radio 2 now for a wonderful reading of Edward Lear's The Owl and the Pussycat. Here we go.
The Owl and the Pussycat by Edward Lear. The Owl and the Pussycat went to sea in a beautiful pea-green boat. They took some honey and plenty of money wrapped up in a £5 note. The owl looked up to the stars above and sang to a small guitar. Oh, beautiful pussy. Oh, pussy, my love. What a beautiful pussy you are. You are. What a beautiful pussy you are.
You are a complete vulgarian.
Oh, no. Judge Rinder just sat there with his arms folded. It's Chris just... We just had to take it, didn't you, Judge? I'm sorry.
It's only a gentle spray as well.
Oh, beautiful pussy. Oh, pussy, my love.
Beautiful.
What a beautiful pussy you are.
How many more of these are there?
Not many now. More water, please. One of our favourites.
Oh, no, hang on a minute. No, in a serious, how many... This is... I mean, do you know what? I know I like fun. You know, this is all fun.
We're going to have a walker, Scott.
A what?
There's probably about five more.
How?
Let's crack on. Let's crack on.
All right.
One of our favourites from Gardener's World now.
Well, I don't think people dislike me, but this is really boring.
Okay. Now, I don't know anything about gardening. Water, please. Can this be a real plant?
Evergreen shrubs that come from the forests of China and Southeast Asia make useful ground cover in the garden. The evergreen Sarcococca hookeriana will tolerate dry shade.
Oh no, he hates it so much.
It's a good one, though.
It is a good one.
Old school.
That's a plant.
The evergreen Sarcococca hookeriana will tolerate...
he's really trying hard to keep the water in.
He loves that plant.
That's genuinely funny.
Hooray!
No, that's funny. But I just can't... I don't know, I don't spit at someone.
You're just so polite.
You're a judge, it's hard
I can't spit at you, I'm afraid, but that's very, very funny. Play it again.
The evergreen Sarcococca hookeriana will...
You'll be looking at that later, won't you? Yeah. Okay, chicken now over to the one show and the legendary Strictly presenter, Bruce Forsyth. Legend, being interviewed on the sofa. Water, please. Now, after Brucey's big entrance...
That last one's very funny.
Bruce here, recalling a wonderful tale from his showbiz past.
Wow, that reminded me of a show I did once with the girls all in with their tights, you know.
Oh, yeah.
With their legs apart like that, and I came right through the middle of them.
Bruce. No, OK, we're back to the...
And the plant one was funny.
Poker
again,
face.
Seriously, how much more are there?
One more.
I'm not sure, actually. I'm going to stay for this one.
Okay.
Let's really go for it, Scott. Fire it up.
No, I think I've had enough, actually.
Okay.
Oh, no. All right. I mean, look, I don't think that's bad manners, I suppose.
Let's fire it up, Scott.
All right. So, we're going to front row on BBC Radio 4. Here they are, discussing different works of art that are placed on the fourth plinth at Trafalgar Square in London. Now, this particular piece of art has really divided opinion, but I think it sounds good.
Some people would argue that the sort of art that has been there on that plinth, for instance, is exactly the sort of thing that alienates audiences, that baffles people, that makes people think, why are we spending money on... Currently, Katharina Fritsch, the artist, has a giant blue cock standing on there.
Oh, wow. Full force from Chris, absolutely nothing from Judge Rinder. Judge Rinder's eyes are closed. Okay, have fun on your skiing trip. I'm really sorry this ever happened.
You are completely foul.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Wow, your spray was brutal on Rinder today.
Yeah, I felt a vibe with me and Rinder today. I thought we really got on.
You will get a video of that later on, just to see how brutal the force of the water was. He just sat there with his arms folded going, I'm not spitting. Also, what hero recalled you this?
You are a complete vulgarian.
Life made...
Scott Mills Daily.
Scott here with my vulgarian friend. I've never heard of that phrase vulgarian before.
No, and what was the little pop at the end as well that he...
You are completely foul.
Yeah, foul.
Foul, you've been called foul on Radio 1 today.
Do you know what, that last one though, I went right in his face.
You really did. I really thought he was going to walk today.
And he sat there and he just took it and looked angry.
Arms folded. We'll get the video of Judge Rinder for you later on YouTube and iPlayer. It's worth a look. His face... Okay, we're going to open door number 8 on the Who Vent calendar before 2:30. What was it yesterday? It's So Who, I can't remember it.
Oh.
That's awful, isn't it? It just shows you how who they are. We've got day 8 coming up. Every day we open a door and instead of chocolate, there's a massive Who behind it.
It was Ronnie Pickering.
Yes, it was.
Good one.
Really good one. Who's going to be behind the door, or what will be behind the door today on Who Vent Calendar, coming up before 2:30. 2:40 is bangers. I'm in the lead 2-1 at the moment. And after 3, because we're really ramping up to Christmas now.
Yes, we're doing it. Yes, we're definitely doing it.
Chris wants me to do it. We will call Dial a Carol.
Yes.
Now, if you've heard this on the show, you probably have. If you're a new listener, let me explain. Every year at the University of Illinois, they have a service 24/7 where you can call up and they'll just sing you a carol.
Yeah.
I've been doing this on Radio 1 since the beginning of the 70s, but people seem to like it.
Yeah, there's nothing more to it than that. It's not like the late night
choking,
phone
obviously,
calls
but
that
a
you
long
can
time.
Make to TV stage. It's not like that. It's not the same kind of thing. But they will sing any song that you request.
Anything.
As long as they know it, generally.
Yeah. So after three, we'll call Dial a Carol. It's a tradition on this show. Hey, another Radio 1 tradition, Ollie Murs in the Live Lounge earlier.
And wasn't it wonderful?
Oh, it was wonderful. Our annual Chris Murs celebration, that's been going on years now as well.
Mm.
And thank you to everyone who's already emailed us about this clip of Ollie talking to Clara this morning.
It must be a bit of a struggle to get your gifts.
No, but I'm all about giving. I'm not really bothered about receiving. I've always been like that.
Good to know, Ollie. Lots of info. If you hear something that you think would be good for Innuendo Bingo, send them in, remember. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Don't know about you, but I am super keen to open door number 8 in today's Who Vent calendar. Who?
Day 8.
We're getting through them.
Hmm.
So it's the same as an advent calendar, this. But there are 24 massive Who's, either people or things, behind each door, one a day. And we get to open them live on air. So far, we've had things like dial-up internet and Ronnie Pickering.
Yeah, that was strong, that
strong
one.
Strong yesterday.
Oh, excited.
So, what can be behind door number 8? Let's find out.
The Who Vent Calendar with Scott Mills. Here we go, behind door number 8.
I think I'm being put through to someone on the phone today.
Oh, wow.
for the Who Vent calendar. I don't know why. Do you know who this is going to be?
No.
Hello.
Hello, who's that, please?
You've got no friends. He wants you.
Right, who's that?
It's the Wheelstone Rider.
Right, good.
How you doing, Scotty? How you doing, Trish?
Good. Yeah, all good.
Yeah, did.
Who vent done then?
All right.
Done.
Right.
Okay, bye.
All right.
Yeah.
One.
That was weird.
The Scott Mills Daily.
2-1 to me this week so far.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Ryan.
Hello, Scott.
How are you?
I'm very well. And happy Christmas to you and Chris.
And happy Christmas.
And many more.
And many more. Whereabouts are
and
you?
Many more. I'm in Cardiff in South Wales.
Ah, the Diff. Home of the world's most disappointing Christmas tree this year. Just outside the castle there.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be 40 metres, but it was only 40 feet. They did a great job, didn't they?
Well, yeah, but also that's rubbish because 40... Like, the Statue of Liberty is 45 metres.
Yeah, you can't get 40 metres. I don't know what they were thinking.
I mean, that's really high for a tree. Yeah.
Oh,
someone can't count.
Yeah.
Are you bothered, Ryan?
Not really, no. Not really, Chris. No.
I bet your tree's bigger in your house.
Probably.
Mine
depends
is.
What angle you look at it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Have you got your tree up?
I've got my tree up, yes.
Good.
All right. Well, that went nowhere, did it?
Not really.
What do you do, Ryan?
I work in sales. I work for a plumber's merchant.
Okay. And you like bangers, do you?
I do indeed.
Are you more excited for this than for actual Christmas being on this today?
I am actually, yeah, I am. Christmas can get a bit boring after so many drinks and food. You get a bit tired.
Right, you know, on Christmas Eve, we've got a 6-hour show of bangers on Christmas Eve. Where will you be on Christmas Eve?
Listen to the 6 hour bangers.
Yes,
all
6 hours.
Right,
sir. Okay, this is what I've got for you today. You can choose what you want, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
This one is, it's quite me, really. Applause. Don't, why are you coughing? What?
What?
It's Applause by Lady Gaga. Don't what, my choice.
Who?
Don't know, not who either, thank you.
Yeah. For you.
Yes.
All right, I'm 2-1 down. I needed a big song today, so I've got a bit Who, but it's so good.
What you say? What's that?
Jason Derulo.
I have.
Derulo.
I have.
Derulo. Derulo. What you say? Tune.
I have had it before and it got
me.
No,
you haven't.
I have.
Nah, mate.
Well, look it up. Yeah.
Right.
Hello, caller.
Right. Yeah, I'm still here. Don't worry. I'm heavily debating, but I'm really sorry, Scott. It's gonna have to be Chris and Derulo.
Yeah, two right.
Beluga Heights. Shout out to JR as well. I'd like if he was behind the door of the Who Vent calendar one day.
That is too all. And I'd like an apology from you, please, for publicly saying that I'd stolen one of your bangers.
Well, I'm sure that I've had that before.
No, it's research has been done. You've never chosen it. Right, well, so you're bang wrong.
No, I bet I have. I promise you I have.
No, you haven't.
Well, someone's written it down wrong.
So you're calling everyone in here a liar?
Yes, I am. You're all liars.
Too all. It means it's all down to tomorrow, though. How exciting. How X Factor.
I know. Who's that geek that always has all the stats? He'll know whether I've chosen it or not. What's his name?
Keen.
Keen?
Yeah, that's his name. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Keen. Oh, yeah. The guy that does all the stats.
Yeah. So and we should get him on to confirm it, really.
You are a complete vulgarian.
I'll just keep playing that. The Judge Rinder clip from earlier. He really enjoyed Inyota Bingo today.
You're a complete vulgarian.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is BBC Radio 1. It's nearly Christmas. Okay, Chris, are you ready?
I am ready.
Let's do the call together, I think, today. So, we've been doing this years, but there is still a service, and I'm surprised it's still going, but it is, at the University of Illinois every year, and they offer a service called Dial-A-Carol. It's totally free, apart from the cost of a phone call to America. And it's 24/7, there's students there, bunch of volunteers, and they'll just sing you whatever Christmas carol or Christmas song you want.
It's so good.
People still really enjoy this.
Yes.
It's just someone singing down the phone to you.
Tradition.
It is tradition, yeah. We do it every year.
It's just funny that they're there singing songs.
It is kind of weird. And like you can call them any time, day or night. Andrew says, oh, I'm so glad you're doing this again this year. Yes, Dial a Carol, now it's Christmas. That's from Catherine. Tilly says, yes, Dial a Carol rocks. Okay, here we go. Ready?
I'm ready.
Let's call them up. Let's speak to the University of Illinois and their Christmas hotline.
Happy holidays from Dial a Carol. We are very excited to answer your call. Please note that depending on call volume, it may take up to 15 minutes to answer your call. Please have your name, location, and the carol you would like to hear ready for when we answer. If you get disconnected, please try calling us back later. We thank you for your patience as we are busy caroling.
It's obviously got busier. It never used to be a 15-minute wait, did it? I don't want to wait 15 minutes.
Hi, thank you for calling Dial a Carol. My name is Renita. May I ask who's speaking?
Yuletide greetings. My name's Scott and my friend Chris is here as well.
Hi.
Hi, Scott and Chris. May I ask what you want us to sing?
A bit flirty. We're in the UK.
All right, in the UK.
Yeah.
And what would you like us to hear? Or what would you like to hear?
What would we like to hear?
We thought we'd give you a call because we want to hear a Christmas song.
Which Christmas song?
I would like to have Stay Another Day by E17.
I don't know that we have anybody right now.
Okay, well, previously when we've rang, sometimes you'll just give it a go anyway, and we'd really like to hear that song. Christmas wouldn't be the same without it.
No, it's one of the faves.
What's it called again?
It's called Stay Another Day.
Stay Another Day.
And it's by East.
That's not even on the book. I think I have to pull that one up.
Oh, maybe on the internet. Can't believe that one's not made it across the pond.
Maybe you're the first one to request it.
Yeah, I thought it would be massive everywhere, that one.
Oh, gosh, you're going to make me try this one.
Yeah, I just give it your own take, I think, your own interpretation.
It's well good. In fact, I'm sure It actually probably just sing it how you'd read it though. I'm sure it will sound the same.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. Just give it a go.
Oh god.
What I would say is like think big voice on this one. Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, I want to hear this version. Come on.
Oh gosh. Baby, if you've got to go away, don't think I could take the pain. Won't you stay another day?
It's not that bad. Yeah, go on.
Oh, don't leave me alone like this. Don't you say it's the final kiss. Won't you stay another day?
Awesome.
You're doing it wrong, yeah. But it is yeah. Really good.
Can we have a bit more?
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying this.
Don't you know we've come too far now, just to go and try to throw it all away.
Quite jazzy.
Though I heard you say you love me, that your love was gonna be here to stay. Yeah. I've only just begun to know you. Ooh. All I can say is, won't you stay just one more day?
Okay, do you want to try a different one?
Yes, I do.
Do you know To Become One by the Spice Girls?
No, you're just getting all the ones I don't know.
Oh, but the problem is it's our second favourite Christmas song. You know the Spice Girls? You've heard of them, yeah?
Yes, I've heard of the Spice Girls.
Okay, it's called To Become One. It's not really a Christmas song, but people associate it with Christmas here because it was out at Christmas.
Yeah, and the video was well Christmassy.
Yeah.
What's the biggest request? Probably Jingle Bells, isn't it?
The biggest request, I think, is Mariah Carey, like, Home for Christmas. Mm. Yeah.
See, our ones are way more exciting.
Are they?
Yeah.
I bet they are. Okay.
Do you want me to start you the first line and then you can get the sort of tone of it?
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Candlelight and soul forever, a dream of you and me together. Say you believe it, say you believe it.
Free your mind and out in danger, be for real, don't be a stranger. We can achieve it.
Yes.
We can achieve it. But the next line would sound different.
Come a little bit. Come a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come a little bit closer, baby.
Get it
on, get on.
What was that like?
Tonight is the night when two become one.
Let's see you sing.
Here we go, chorus.
Oh my gosh.
I need some love like I never needed love before. Wanna make love to you, baby.
I have a little love now. I'm back from
what? Wanna make love to you, baby.
Set your spirit free. It's the only way to be.
Yeah, it's really good.
You are so good.
A little bit too much giggling throughout. But
no, I enjoyed it. No, it's really good. And once again, a fine service that you're offering there. You've made our Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
Can we call again at another point at Christmas, or is it one call only?
You can call again. People call like 8 times a day.
Yeah. It'll be good to twos up next time.
Yeah, definitely. Happy holidays.
You too.
Happy
bye.
Holidays. Merry Christmas.
Bye, bye, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are the best bits of the show. We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.